BBC Radio Bristol.
Let's get going with it, shall we? It's 7.08 on a Wednesday.
Upload with Adam Crowther.
We've got some amazing comedy on the way from Stokes and Summers and Elaine Miles. A wonderful story that's been sent in by Claire Jaggard. It's a letter to Garlic. But why has she written it? We'll chat to her a little later on. Tracks from Harrison Lana Main, Reckless Brigade, Owen Francis Black, Make Seagrass and Broken Dreams Club. All that to come between now and 10. It all got sent to us via the uploader.
Upload with Adam Crowther.
BBC Radio Bristol.
Okay then, how are you doing? You all right? What an absolute brilliant show we've had. Packed full of incredible local talent from Stokes and Summers, Harrison Lana Main and Reckless Brigade, Owen Francis Black, my track of the week, which you can hear again tomorrow night. The comedy sketch from Elaine Miles was wonderful, wasn't it? Right now, though, time to explore the world of writing and creative writing, because this has been sent in, what we're about to hear shortly, from Claire Jaggard. It's a letter that she's written for a very special reason. And tell us a bit more about it. Let's hear from Claire, shall we? Evening, Claire.
Hi, Adam.
So, Claire, you've sent us in this wonderful, wonderful letter that you've written as part of a writing workshop. Where did this start? Tell us where this all started for you.
It started back in January when I did a creative writing course that was run by South Gloss Council, and it was called Creative Writing for Wellbeing. So it was something that they put on during lockdown. And out of that, Rebecca Adams, who was the tutor, suggested that just for fun, we could take part in a letter writing workshop that was being run for World Cancer Day by a charity called From Me to You. So they get people to write letters to people who are going through cancer treatment so that they have something other than the cancer treatment to talk about when they have visitors come and see them. So it just gives them something positive to talk about.
And I think that's it, isn't it? That, you know, so often people who are sort of living with cancer, going through cancer treatment of any sort of cancer, you know, so often people go and visit them and say, and how are you? How are you doing? Yeah. And then all they want to talk about is the cancer. But actually, if you're the person going through that, it's probably the last thing you want to talk about, because you're talking about it all the blinking time.
Exactly. And it can drag you down, I think. It's so negative. Whereas if they've got something fun and positive to talk about, and this is something that anybody can get involved with, you know, we can all write a letter. And if it cheers somebody up, well, then great. Although I have to say, this letter is not the letter I wrote. Probably wouldn't cheer anybody up.
So you wrote your letter. It's called A Letter to Garlic. Where the blinking heck did this idea come from, Claire?
Well, it was completely random. It wasn't planned. It was just they were giving us prompts in the workshop to try and get us to focus on something fun to write about it. So it was, you know, what's your favourite colour, or what's something you love, what's something you hate. And garlic was just what popped into my head, because I do have a bit of a love-hate relationship with it.
I blinking love garlic, and my recent discoveries over, you know, because the thing is, I love it. I love the taste of it. I love the smell of garlic. Yeah. I mean, any meal can be greatly improved by garlic bread, in my opinion. It could be something really rubbish. Put some garlic bread on the side. Amazing.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I hate chopping garlic and getting sort of sticky, horrible smelling fingers. So
it lingers.
It's horrible, isn't it? And what I've discovered recently is that you can get like the garlic granules in the sort of spices aisle. That will revolutionise any meal. Whack it in a pasta sauce, sprinkle it over some sort of chicken breast or whatever. Just, you can season absolutely everything with these garlic sort of granule stuff.
You're converted, are you?
Yeah, so I've gone from fresh to going, right, I'll get rid of all the sticky fingers and the smelly fingers for days, and instead I'll just use these garlic granule powders. I know it's cheating.
It's the thing about garlic, isn't it? It is so lovely, and yet at the same time, there are aspects of it that just drive us all nuts.
Yeah, I hear it. And you've written this letter, and it's all about your love-hate relationship with garlic. But what I like about it, Claire, is that there's just those sort of really nice details that you weave in. And I guess that's all part of the stuff that you do as a writer, and sort of through the writing workshops and stuff that you've done as well, that have helped you to sort of take this on and sort of develop this as a complete letter, as a story.
Yeah, this sort of creative writing is something that's really quite new to me. I mean, I have written all through my career, but it, you know, for work. And I'm just getting to the stage where I'm thinking, no, actually, this is something I want to do for me, for fun, for pleasure. And I've joined the local U3A creative writing group. And it was Tony DeMail, who's a member of that, who I know you have published quite a lot of his material, who said, do you know what? I think you should send that in to Adam Crowther.
I'm glad that Tony's banging the drum for Upload. We have featured a lot of his writing here on the show, which I love, by the way. It's absolutely brilliant to hear that you're sort of banging the drum, encouraging others to do that as well. When it came to you recording this, Claire, it's quite an easy process to do for anyone, but for people who are sort of thinking about recording it and sending something in to us, just explain how easy it was for you. What did you use to get your stuff recorded to us?
It was incredibly easy for me. I married a sound engineer.
Brilliant.
I am not technical at all. Absolutely not. So I'm afraid my husband did all of that side of things. And I even had to get my son to help me. I mean, that's the other thing. Grab a teenager, because they're just not scared of this stuff. I mean, I have done audio editing in the past, but I'm just looking at the situation now thinking, can't remember where to start. So I grabbed my son, who's in his early 20s, and went, help, help. And bless them, both of them supported me through it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it is perfectly doable. It's just a matter of getting on with it and doing it.
Yeah, get stuck in. What's the plan for you with writing next, Claire? Because I guess that there'll be more of these workshops to come, and hopefully more workshops and sort of sessions in person in the coming months.
Wouldn't that be great? Yes. I have really enjoyed the creative writing group that Thornbury U3A run. They're a really lovely bunch of people, and it gives you a reason to keep writing. When you know you've got to turn up and present the group with something, it spurs you on to write. But yes, I want to do an awful lot more. It's just being able to, you know, I've been really busy with kids and work and all the rest of it. And I'm looking forward to doing more.
Good, that's what we like to hear. Claire, we'll hear this piece in just a second. But before we do, I've got a little mission for you, if that's okay. You know how Tony sort of urged you to go on, Claire, give this a go, record it and send it into Adam. I would love it if you could do that for three other people. Pick three other people that you come across, any sort of creation. It could be sort of short story writing, it could be a musician that you know, perhaps someone who's a blogger that could record their blog for us. You think you're up to the challenge?
I will definitely go for that, Adam.
Happy days, that's what we like to hear. Claire, if people want to find out more about you and your writing, is there any stuff online that people can find out?
Well, not yet, because I've only just started. But
well,
yes.
Fingers crossed soon,
going,
right?
If you like.
Fingers crossed, I like it. Claire, a pleasure to chat to you. Do you want to do the honours and introduce your piece for us?
Okay, this is A Letter to Garlic. I hope you enjoy it.
Dear Garlic, what is it with you? I mean, really. It was bad enough that my dad was obsessed with you, and now my son is too. If your friends don't like garlic, change your friends, is the saying I've heard. Seriously? Come on, you stink. I'm sorry to get personal, but you do. It's not so bad when you're fresh, but next day, it's revolting. You're seductive, I'll give you that. The aroma of freshly baked garlic bread is irresistible. You add a depth of flavour to dishes too, I can't deny that. But you know what I do, Garlic? I make the same recipe and just leave you out. There, I've said it. I know I shouldn't, but I do. Sue me. The result may not have quite the same layering of interest, but you know what? It's pretty good without you. And then, of course, we don't have to worry about next morning. What held so much promise is now transformed, broken down into evil emissions. It's breathed out, not just through the mouth, but through the skin too. It's as if our bodies have recognised the stench and can't wait to be shot of it. The really evil quality is your insidiousness. The guilty simply have no idea what they're doing to the rest of us. They can't tell they've eaten it and are completely unaware of the crippling effect they have on those around them. That's your worst vice, Garlic. I know you won't change. It may have skipped a generation in my family, but your grip is as firm as ever. I'm going to have to live with you, but you won't catch me. Yours most sincerely, Claire.
I do like that. Although, me and Claire nearly had a fallout over the state of garlic, because I do blinking love garlic bread and stuff like that. But she said she did as well. It's fine. Claire Jaggard there sent that in. What a wonderful concept as well to write those letters. It's written for a from me to you cancer letter writing workshop. Just a wonderful idea, isn't it, to sort of take the mind away from everything that someone like that is dealing with. Just wonderful stuff. And thank you very much to Tony as well for doing a wonderful job of being an advocate for Upload. Hats off to you, Tony. And hopefully Claire does a little task and gets us three other uploaders to send some stuff in. That's what we like. If you're making stuff like it, well, you know what to do, don't you?
Upload with Adam Crowther.
Getting that email to say you're getting played is amazing. Upload your content and it could be you.
Go to bbc.co.uk/upload.
BBC. Radio Free.